stepped up.
No, Nina Preston was such a big deal. Never seen her show. What's it called? Savage Shore.
I haven't seen it either, but it's a big hit. It's made her the target of several stalkers. She has a huge fan base. I mean, look at the paparazzi. They hunt her.
Hey.
Hi, Harry.
Hey.
What do you think you're doing?
Just going for a better shot. You can't see anything from here.
Take your camera and get the hell out of here.
Fine.
Check this. I'll be outside. Okay?
Nina's out back, and she's pretty shaken. She's with her sister. Are we looking for Heather Miller? We're locating her now. Apparently, she was released from the hospital a month ago, downgraded to outpatient. All right, well, keep me in the loop. I'm going to go talk to Nina. This way.
Who's Heather Miller?
An obsessed fan of Nina's. Booked on 2 counts of trespassing last year and was diverted to a court-mandated psychiatric ward. Delusional. Dissociative disorder.
Violent?
Potentially.
Did Nina get a look at the attacker?
No.
Neither do the security cameras. Check it out. She has a nice little setup here.
She has a full-on panic room.
Smart girl.
Nina's has some bad luck when it comes to fans. The attacker is wearing a burned victim mask. What's that about?
It's because Paul burned his face. In Savage Shore, Paul ran into a burning building because he thought Lily was inside, and that's when he got horribly disfigured. But, turns out, Lily was never inside the building. It was all a ploy by Bruce to kill Paul. Only it backfired because Lily ended up falling in love with Paul.
Interesting how you can work side by side with someone you don't really know them at all.
Oh, let me guess. You watched The Good Wife?